I could not walk around smiling like that.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we talk about Convergence 2013. We discuss our panels, our schedule, and our favorite parts of Convergence.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, and as always, I'm joined by my hosts, Nick Glover.
Hey.
And Tim Wick.
That's me.
And today we are talking about the impending convergence.
Impending convergence.
Yes. Yeah. This year is the British invasion, so the theme of convergence is just British shit.
British
bad
shit.
Teeth.
Yeah. Bad teeth and trumpets. God. Oi, what?
Congratulations, all you British people listening to this horrible stereotyping we're doing right now.
So we're going to be talking about our appearances, what we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
If we have time, maybe some hilarious Convergence stories of yore. At this point, if you want to go to Convergence, it is $100. And you can register at convergence-con.org right now.
$100 is still a bargain.
Super big bargain.
For 4 days of Nerdy Gras.
And it goes, I mean, it's like a 24-hour party, so you got to come.
Yeah. All right. 24-hour party zone.
24 times
amazing. 4.
Plus we'll be recording
like
live there.
A 96-hour party.
Yeah.
Yes, we will be recording live there.
That will be our one-year anniversary.
That can be the first thing on our list. That's one of the things we're all doing together.
Yeah.
We are going to be recording our one-year anniversary special live at
Convergence.
That is on what day?
Oh, it's
Saturday the 6th at 5 p.m.
All right, Saturday the 6th at 5 p.m. So if you're going to be at Convergence, make sure you come watch. It was a pretty packed house last time.
It was packed, and what time did we record at? It was
9:30 a.m.
And it was our first podcast ever.
Was it Saturday or Sunday?
It was Saturday.
So Friday night and Saturday night are the big party nights at Convergence, I would say.
Yeah.
So for people to show up that early after the first party night, I was flattered as hell.
I didn't even know what we were going to do necessarily.
We had no idea.
So that's going to be happening.
Our guests are going to be, our first guest, Melissa Kerscher, is going to be a guest, and we're going to record one episode. And then we finally have PZ Myers as a guest.
PZ Myers, the famed Minnesota atheist.
He's been threatening us with being a guest for a while.
He's had our sticker on his iPad for some time.
I know, it's really kind of cool. Every time I see PZ Myers, I'm like... That's our sticker.
I bet that podcast's really funny. Something else that the three of us are going to be doing together that we are joined by Jeremy Stomberg, I believe, for our fourth, is It's a Conspiracy. We are going to be doing an improv form where we talk about different conspiracy theories that we all know are true.
Yeah.
Like, Tim, did you know, for example, that Germany has been hoarding all the gold because they have such a lore with dwarves that they have all those underground tunnels where the gold is?
Yes, I heard it was gnomes.
But gnomes is Sweden, and they are at war with the trolls and with the dwarves.
Gnomes is actually Sweden and also Switzerland.
Yes.
So what happens is the reason that Germany is doing it is because you've got the Swiss, which are on one side, you've got the Swedes that are on the other. I mean, there's lots of land in between, but that's all irrelevant because they're allied with one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when Hitler blew up those mountains during, I think it was 1941, it was the end of the year.
It was the Second World War II.
Right. Yeah.
The secret one. So
61. Right. 61. Okay, I always get them mixed
up. Because Hitler wasn't dead.
Right. Yeah. So when he blew up that mountain passage in order to gain access to the dwarves, I do remember that there was like this golden shower that erupted forth, and I know that that's how Germany got most of its wealth.
There should be an asterisk.
How Hitler came to power, by the way. You know that because he was not very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way he could have come to power was aliens.
Of course.
Well, that's obvious.
They gave him the Lance of Longinus, which is actually alien technology. Yep. The same alien technology that resurrected Christ.
Absolutely. And scene. And that's a taste of what you'll be getting.
That's the entire panel. It's going to be really obnoxious.
And we'll take other questions from the audience, and they can ask us our opinions on what they've heard from their friends, conspiracy-wise.
That one's Friday at 3:30.
Friday at 3:30 p.m. Yeah. Okay.
I look forward to that because I think conspiracy theories are fucking stupid.
Of course they're stupid. They're conspiracy theories.
But they're fun, too.
They're they are fun in the if people don't believe them,
right?
They're fun.
Right.
When you're talking to somebody who actually believes them, they're not fun at all.
Then they're funny.
When they're harmless, when no one's getting hurt by them, or
right, when kids are still getting vaccinated,
like,
for example.
I like Steve Jackson, like the Illuminati, and the Principia Discordia, and all his role playing game material is very conspiracy.
Yeah, that's fun.
I love that stuff.
That's fun.
All right,
so what else should we start? Let's do an overview of the convention.
That's what I was thinking would be good.
Because I was one of the people that started the convention.
You're one of the four founding members.
Seven.
Seven founding
members, and I was one of the people that founded it. I don't want to make it sound like it was all me, because it certainly was not.
Jeremy was another.
Mr. Stomberg was another. And we started working on it in 1997, I think, about a full 18 months before the first convention in 1999. That first year, there were 1,500 people.
Wow.
So a story, to give you an idea, when we sat down and we pre-planned everything, and what we did was we had a coming out party scheduled at Minicon 33. And we were going to do a party there. We were going to offer initial registrations. It was super effing cheap. We wanted to get as many people registered as possible, mm-hmm. because, you know, you need to get seed money just to really get the wheels, grease the wheels.
Well, and plus, like drug dealers, you know, the first taste is free or cheap.
Exactly.
Then you get them hooked.
So we were charging $15 for memberships in that.
Oh my God.
$15.
But it was like 2 days then, right? Like,
it was a 3 day con, okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
And $15 for a membership, $5 a day. We're offering this at Minicon in 1998.
Okay.
And we're like, at that point, we're thinking, first year convention attendance, if we can get 500 people, we were feeling really, really good.
That's crazy.
That was our goal, was our first year convention attendance, 500 people. So we go into that room party in 1998 thinking, if we can come out of this room party with, you know, 100, 150 mm-hmm. registrations, we're going to be feeling really good about ourselves.
Absolutely.
We came out of that room party with over 600 registrations.
Oh, my God.
So at that one room party, we already had more people than we believed we were going to get at our first year convention.
That reminds me of the Fearless Champagne Launch Party, because it was like, we just need this much money, and then we got so much more. Yeah.
It was
clearly a great idea.
It was the most amazing, one of the most amazing times in my life. Just the way these registrations keep piling up, and the way people would come and we'd say, "Well, let us tell you about Convergence." They're like, "I already know about Convergence. I'm just here to give you my money."
That's amazing.
And now this year we're going to be closing in on 7,000 people.
So this is the 14th Convergence.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
What was your pitch? Because you're pitching at Minicon. Was it?
The 15th Convergence, because 99 was the first.
No, I think 15 is next year, isn't it?
Well, if you count 0 to 13 plus 99, that's 15.
Use your fingers.
2000, 1001, 1002, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12, 13, 99 makes.
Well,
15
I guess
years.
It's the 15th year. But I'm not in charge anymore, so nothing special about that.
Yeah, someone else can.
Yeah, somebody else can come up with it.
I imagine your pitch for Convergence was, "Hey, you're all at Minicon. Wouldn't you like to be here, but having more fun?"
If we'd known, that's terrible. But it was really, this is going way into the plumbing the depths, and I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Sure.
But there were some people that took over Minicon that wanted to make very, very drastic changes to the way that convention functioned.
No more party.
They were against things like Masquerade and a lot of the nighttime stuff, and they wanted to make it a more literary con, and mm-hmm. I don't want to misrepresent them, because it was
a really
long
time ago. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do
that. The way they did it was very insulting, and a lot of people took it very, very personally.
Well, I mean, you know, nerds.
Well, and so now the con has grown. What was the registration last year? It was over
6,000.
Over 6,000. And
we're going to be approaching 7,000.
If you have never been to Convergence, I'm going to try to describe Friday and Saturday night to you, particularly Saturday night. But it is like a nightclub in Mad Max. Like, that's what it feels like, because it is just insane.
It's,
levels of weird costumes and all the younger people, which we are not among anymore. They are like doing it and making out and drunk, and there's like glitter painted boobs, and like, I mean, there is every stripe of geek imaginable is there, and
you're, I mean,
probably drunk.
you'll be walking down the hall next to like a female David Tennant doctor, and then you'll turn the corner and run into a gang of Klingons who will like get you drunk. And then you walk down a little further and you see, you know, some good comedy or something.
And then there's someone who's dressed up from, and you can tell it's an anime, but you've never heard of it.
Right.
You've seen it. You have no idea, but you can tell it's an amazing costume.
And at the same time, DJs are spinning music in a rave until 6 in the morning.
And there's movies going, and there's anime going, and there's food, and there's drinking, and there's a pool, and there's people screaming. And
it's really...
It's amazing.
I think, I mean, I joke and call it Nerdy Gras instead of like Mardi Gras. I feel it's an incredibly accurate description.
It is.
Because it is very hedonistic, and hedonistic doesn't necessarily mean like in an intoxicating way.
No.
If what you're super into is like the literary parts, if what you're into is the anime parts, if what you're into is, you know, fucking just dancing your ass off, all the things you love to do that are nerdy, you can do to excess at Convergence.
You can indulge in them 24 hours a day.
Yeah, because it's 4 days now.
And and pretty much everyone just stays in the hotel. Like, I mean, and if not, sleeps in the hotel, you don't do anything else. Like, you mark those 4 days off your calendar, you're going to be at the Sheraton, or the Radish Tree.
Right. It's now the Double Tree. It used to be the Radisson, then it was the Sheraton, now it's the Double Tree.
Now it's the Radish Tree.
Now it's the Radish Tree.
Right.
Yeah. So, you got to check it out.
You really
do. If you're from Minnesota and you haven't checked it out, you deserve... You owe it to yourself to try it once. And maybe it's not your thing.
It's true.
And that's cool because it's 6,000 other people's thing. But it's worth it to give it a shot.
And I'll tell you right now, when we say you should check it out, we do not fucking mean you should show up without a badge and try to go places that people need to have badges.
Yeah, that's shady.
If I... Seriously, like, I will turn in a friend I see doing that. That is just... It's the rest of us paid... The people who are volunteering, everyone who works there is a volunteer. They are volunteering their time. You are literally taking money out of the convention when you do that. And it's not in one of those like, oh, this is harmless because there's so many people, it's not a big deal kind of ways.
Right.
It's directly harming people.
And it's insulting. If you're one of the people that's been volunteering on the convention, and everybody who volunteers on the convention, up to and including the people who started the convention, pay to go to the con. And so... If all of those people can pay, you can pay.
Yep.
If it's not your thing, if you're like, I don't think it's worth however much money that you can pay at that time,
then don't go.
Yep. I mean, that's totally cool. Yep. Nobody's going to judge you for not going to the con because it's not your thing.
But they will judge
you for going to the con and not paying.
I don't think music festivals are worth the money because I think they sound awful. I don't go to music festivals. I sure as fuck don't try to sneak in.
Yeah, the other good thing, I think, from a skeptical perspective, from a Geeks Without God perspective, there's a really large contingent of skeptics and atheists that come.
For sure.
There's a whole track. Skeptics does a whole series of panels on skepticism, on free thought, on humanism, on
atheism
feminism.
Atheism plus,
very much.
And climate change.
Yep.
All sorts of stuff.
There's biologists that lecture. Last year they did a whole thing on cephalopods.
One of my favorite, I'm looking forward to again, is Ask a Scientist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that Laura Okagaki, Rasper, and PZ Myers.
Friend of the show.
Previous guests. Oh, future guests.
Yeah.
Just pick a scientist's brain, answer some questions.
They do a great job. And then there's... They have a room party at night. So, I mean, from an atheist skeptic perspective, there's a real contingent of your people there.
It's a great place to be because there's just... And the thing is, there's just not really any god or religion happening beyond, like, the occasional maybe, like, hedonistic pagan stuff. But there's not, like... Well, you're not going to be, like... It's not like, oh, this is the atheist side and that's the side for people who are religious.
If there is, you go to it. If it's interesting to you, you go to it. If you're not, it's not in your way and in your face.
There's so much to do, you couldn't possibly do anything.
Well, literally. I mean, they do a Build Up, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Yep. They do a chapel thing on Sunday.
Yep.
I've never been to or seen or been interfered with by either.
Yep, exactly.
And So that's, you know, it's wonderful. It's there.
It is a more accepting environment. So,
absolutely.
And we got a lot of stuff going on.
We do. Over the course we have tons weekend. Of things that are going
so
on.
So we should talk about it right from the outset, because one of the things that I'm excited about is opening ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
All three of us are going to be involved.
That's right.
We are. I don't even know yet what we're doing. All I know is it involves something awesome.
It's, I can say it's a puppet thing.
It's puppets!
It's a sketch. I wrote it. And it's a puppet thing, and I got to send you guys the script.
We get to work with our puppeteer friends to...
We get to learn from them.
Yeah, that's neat. That's very cool.
So I wrote that, and I'm very excited about it, and I hope people laugh their asses off, so please come to opening ceremonies and laugh at what I wrote.
Before that, even, I am excited because Thursday at 2 p.m., I am in a panel that is Sheldon, Asperger's, and You.
Oh, yeah.
And that is something that's really near and dear to my heart. As I've mentioned, my little brother Riley is diagnosed with Asperger's. We are... increasingly confident that I probably have Asperger's.
Yeah.
But my dad does too, and we love the Big Bang Theory, so I'm looking forward to talking about all of the ideas. I mean, I have been, it is my understanding, I am just the moderator, I think, and one of the panelists has approached me and said that she's very, very much wanting to talk about Asperger's and not about the Big Bang Theory or about anything other than Asperger's, which is funny because she has Asperger's and it's such a very Asperger's thing to want.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking forward to hearing that. And then Thursday...
Hal is doing a... Hal... Chris Jones. Hal, yeah. She's doing... She organized a Misfits flash mob. If you've seen the British
sci-fi TV show,
hero,
get your orange jumpsuit on for your ASBO duty and come on down and loiter and push a broom and generally pretend to have superpowers.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Cool.
That's gonna be fun.
There's a conspiracy thing we talked about.
Yeah.
Right. Another thing on Thursday is the Mark Time radio show.
Oh yeah.
And I've been a voice actor on that for several years. It takes place right before opening ceremony, and I can't. It's really cool. It's fun to watch that kind of thing being done live.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage people to go and check it out.
I feel like every year, I mean, I've been going to Convergence for almost 10 years, and it's like, well, more than 10 years, I think, actually. And it's like, you can go, and they can add more days, and it still feels like there's not enough time to do everything. There's things that I've never done and never been... I've never stepped foot in Harmonic Convergence.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That show, one of the things that... From what I understand, the entire Mark Time show this year, the script grew out of a script that was presented at our first Big Fun Radio Fun Time show.
Awesome.
That's kind of groovy.
Nick and I will be giving geek relationship advice Friday at 5 p.m. So if you are in a relationship and have questions, or maybe you're not in one and you want to know how literally the best marriage has ever, how that works, come on down.
Well, and if you want to know how to pick up a cute girl at Convergence, I might be able to help with that. Because that's how that happened.
Step one, Cinemarex.
Yeah.
So I do have a couple other things on Friday as well. I'm doing a panel called Kubrick's The Shining in Depth.
Yeah.
At 12:30, and that's going to be in the Sofitel. And so we've got a new satellite hotel.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about The Shining.
The movie. Not
Kubrick's
the book.
The Shining.
Yes. Yeah.
Kubrick's The Shining.
Are you going to watch that documentary beforehand?
I'm hoping to watch that documentary.
Cool.
But me and Melissa Kersher and a couple other hardcore movie geeks are going to talk about The Shining and various analytical aspects of that film.
As much as I would love to talk about The Shining, I am not going to be there because I hate that movie. Because it is so fucked up the book. Like, it's just everything different.
But the movie's not the book.
That's why I'm not coming. Because to say the movie's not the book is ridiculous, because it's based off the book. So my problem is, if you wanted to make a movie with all that stuff, why didn't you just make your own movie? Since none of that was in the book at all.
I'm sure that'll come up. Somebody on the panel is going to talk about the book and the movie. And the other thing is, we have Dueling Geeks Without Gods at 5 o'clock on Friday, because you guys have a panel.
Yep.
But I also have a panel with Joseph Scrimshaw, who's going to be a guest with us next week.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Corbett and Kevin Murphy, who are guests of honor at the convention, also, of course, featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Riff Tracks. We're doing a panel on comedy on the internet. Joseph and I, I've been working with Joseph for the last few years. We do a comic theory panel, and we've done panels on offensive comedy, on comedy for kids, on musical comedy, and this year we're talking about doing comedy on the internet and how doing comedy on the internet is different from doing it live.
You could, Tim, you could do a panel that's like an outsider's perspective on comedy that's funny.
Yeah, I could do that.
That'd be, yeah, that'd be good.
Because I know a lot of people who think they're funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who think they're funny, too.
So that's also at 5 o'clock. So you guys are giving geek relationship mm-hmm. advice. So mm-hmm. those of you who are already in a committed, happy relationship, maybe you come and see comedy on the internet. And those of you who are not, go see Nick and Molly talk about geek relationship advice.
Absolutely.
I think that's fair. That splits people up.
Sure.
They don't feel like they have.
That's our goal, to divide.
Yeah, you want to divide and conquer.
Saturday is I'm in a cool panel with Jason Tebow and a few other people. That's
friend of the show, Jason.
Yeah,
Tebow.
The gods of geekdom. It's 12:30 and it's talking about gods in media like comics and stuff, like Marvel comics. How Thor's a god, and how, you know, as an atheist, I like to read Thor and
sure,
that doesn't. There's no conflict there. There's
that doesn't make you a bad atheist.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, or even like scientific characters interacting with mythological characters like Tony Stark and stuff like that.
So there's something else that I'm in that wasn't on your list, which is comedy writing scripts on Thursday night from 11:30 to midnight. Oh. 30, apparently. It's late.
Shit happens all the time.
Yeah, I didn't know boring panels happen that late, but that's fine.
Way to sell it.
Well, I would have sold it better, but there's, you know, people on it. I think that'll be fun. But I also wanted to just really quickly especially point out that I will be doing Obsessed with Joseph Scrimshaw.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Saturday night, 7 p.m., and it is about James Bond. Uh-huh. And or spies in general, I think, is the British spies is the whole thing. So, fuck, I'm wrong. It's Doctor Who.
It's Doctor Who.
James Bond, he just did. It's Doctor Who, and I am as the person who has seen new Who and not old Who and doesn't know a ton. So it'll be an interesting. There's going to be someone who's
known. I'm very jealous because I want to be on Obsessed.
There's going to be someone who knows nothing. There's going to be someone who knows everything, and then there's me.
Kind of the way he does things with some of those. Joseph's Obsessed podcast is really good. I recommend it.
Absolutely.
And I forgot because you talked about spies. Friday night, after opening ceremonies, on main stage, 8:30, SmackDown.
SmackDown Spies.
SmackDown, that is Super Spy.
I got the emails about both of those on the same day, and in my mind, they became one thing.
Yeah, you're on
they
that.
Converge. No, I'm not.
No, you're
on
not.
Spies. No, I'm not.
Oh, that's
I said
right.
no.
You said, damn you.
Because
no, that's all right. We got
I
good people.
Because as much as I would love to do another panel, I'm on a lot of things.
There's a Ville show at Convergence,
too. Yeah, that's
too.
Saturday night.
It's Saturday night
at 10 p.m. after Masquerade on the main stage.
That show is a rock star show.
You guys got to come see that because that is, get in line. It's at 10:30, but get in line at 9 because that's when people start lining up.
It's so weird.
Pack a cooler full of liquor. When Nick was in Ville and I wasn't that first year, we got in line at like 9 o'clock. There were already 50 people in line.
Yeah.
And we got in line. We had a cooler and we just sat there and drank. Just drank in the lobby. Out of our cooler for the hour and a half.
Socializing.
It is the most fucking insane show ever.
It's amazing.
And it's great. I love that show.
We fill main stage and an overflow room.
The overflow room, we put vilifiers in the overflow room and we make the whole thing entertaining.
And they do their own thing kind of too, like with the show. It's a different experience is my understanding. Yeah. But
last year, Nick lost his wedding ring up inside one of the other vilifier rooms. At least that was the joke.
So, SmackDown, if you don't know what SmackDown is, we get celebrity panelists, and they talk about who would win in a fight. Mm-hmm. And we choose different themes for every year. So since this year was the British invasion, we went with the Super Spy SmackDown. So there will be 16 super spies, and we'll have to determine which of them will be the top spy. Mm-hmm. And it's a comedy panel featuring Joseph Scrimshaw, Kelvin Hatley, Tim Uren, a lot of really funny people.
Yeah,
I would love to do SmackDown some year because that's my favorite type of argument is a kind of a who would win in a fight type argument. I could do that all day long on the internet.
So we're running out of time. But we should highlight a few more things. My band, The Dregs, is playing on Friday night at 11:30 in Harmonic Convergence. Which is kind of our rock star show.
It's super fun.
And it's a super fun show. We usually do at least a couple of new songs that we worked up just for Convergence.
Some nerdy songs, some parody songs in the past.
Nerdy songs. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. What else you guys got?
Sunday morning, I will be doing this Skeptics panel, The Stigma of Mental Illness, and presenting my exceedingly unique story of someone who has completely recovered.
Yeah.
So that's always fun.
Yeah. I'm not in anything else. I think I'm moderating a panel that I can't remember what it
is.
We
got some awesome costumes that we're going to be doing
now. We got some costumes planned. Yeah. One of my favorite webcomic authors, Christopher Baldwin, he does Space Trawler. Mm-hmm. He's coming back for his third year of Convergence. He just had so much fun that he keeps coming back.
We played Betrayal at House on the Hill with him.
Yeah. Space Trawler is like super accessible, hard sci-fi, but very funny webcomic. I highly recommend
it. I'll link to it in the show notes.
Yeah. Other than that, I think... I don't know. I'm just super excited because since the 4th is the Thursday, that means I can take off Friday and Monday. I usually don't get to take the Monday of Convergence off because I've already taken 2 days of PTO and I just can't justify 3 whole days of PTO.
But then,
so because the 4th is a holiday at work and we're closed anyway, I get to give you days. So now I get Friday and Monday instead of Thursday.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. There are a couple more things I'm on. I'm on Skyfall and Bond at 50. I'm moderating that panel. So theoretically, I cannot offer any opinions. Moderators are supposed to just... that's hard for me. So I'm doing this as a challenge.
Yeah.
Because I love Bond, but I got to keep my mouth shut and let the panel talk about it. Also, there's been a panel that's been happening on Saturday nights for a while called Drinking with Geeks.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun
9:30 Sunday morning, there's a panel called Hungover with Geeks. I'm going to be on that panel as the person who's not hungover.
Oh, okay.
But just dealing with exhaustion that will probably make me close to hungover.
That's another one I'd love to be on some year.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm also doing one-on-one with Kevin Murphy, so I'm doing an interview with Kevin Murphy from
Riftrox.
And then Art Impossible. I'm hosting, it's a new art competition show. The basic idea is you got a bunch of professional artists and they're given art challenges lasting anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes. They don't know what they are, and they'll be given a challenge and a length of time and told, say, you have 5 minutes to design a new Doctor Who alien. Go.
Oh my God, cool. That's super cool.
And then that sounds really fun. It should be a lot of fun. It's hosted by me and Dawn Krasnowski, who is a local actress. She does stuff with us on Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Who's performing? Who's arting in that?
Christopher Jones.
Yeah.
John Kowalik.
Okay.
And a bunch of other people that I can't remember because I signed them up in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, those two sold me.
If you go to the website, and we'll make sure there are links to all of our schedules. You know, I do have to say, anybody who's a fan of the show that we haven't met, please come and find us. We'll have buttons.
Yes,
we'll
have stickers.
There'll be a fearless room party there.
If you want to be a guest on our show, just let us know what you should talk about, and we'll take down your name and address, and we'll slate you in about 3 months or something like that, because we would love to meet people that are listening.
And I gotta say that 2 days after Convergence is the Fearless Lab show that Molly's directing.
Yes,
July 9th. So that is gonna be a fucking busy week.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So we have wanked about our experiences at Convergence. We're really looking forward to it. We hope we meet a lot of you there, but it's time for 5 questions.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm totally taking host, and Molly's the host.
All right, I have my 5 questions. This week is from Sam Thompson, who is a friend of me and Nick. She is, this is a great episode to do this on because she is a Convergence mainstay.
Yeah, for sure.
And she has been, she spends a lot of time there. It's usually when we end up getting to hang out with her the most. So.
Yeah.
All right. So ask away, and I will be Sam.
What's the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
All right. Now, we're working backwards a ways. This is like January now. So, all right. She says, I don't watch many movies. When I'm at home, I watch TV shows on Netflix. The only two movies I've seen in the last 30 days were The Hobbit and Les Mis. I'm picking The Hobbit.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good choice.
Definitely. I love The Hobbit.
I like The Hobbit. I did.
I plan on owning it.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
It was an unexpected delight.
I
see what you did there. Very nice. Question number 2, what's your favorite atheist character?
My favorite atheist character is Kurt Hummel from Glee. I love how he is out about everything.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting that he came out as an atheist after coming out gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stopped watching Glee like a season ago, but there was some like anger at God that kind of turned into atheism for him. I seem to remember
it was when he was so young his mom died, and that I think was part of it.
Sure.
So I can understand that because that's a child's anger at God, and that makes sense.
Right, right.
Kids have that's an immature reaction, so it makes sense to have that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I I could go into a few issues I had with the way they dealt with his atheism on the coming out show, because there's always the, as soon as, whenever somebody comes out with, as an atheist on shows like this, immediately there's somebody who's trying to convince them that they shouldn't be
an atheist. It's an immediate Christian. A Christian. Always a Christian. It's never like, oh, well, I'm a Jew and I gotta tell you, us Jews, you know, it's pretty sweet. Yeah. Like, you should be Jewish. It's,
and so I don't think anyone's ever said that. Yeah. Historically.
Us Jews, it's pretty sweet.
Hey, you know,
but
push some
I was
locks?
Really happy that he came out as an atheist and he stayed an atheist.
Yes. I agree. Me too. Even, and
he's a great character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
So our third question is, what is your geekiest hobby?
My favorite geeky hobby is trying new things, especially food. I will eat anything that is food. I also like listening to new music, and I will read most anything. So it just sounds like her geekiest hobby is just completely new experiences, which is actually really cool.
And admirable. Yeah.
That's something that I think a lot of geeks could take a page from, because I know a lot of geeks get stuck in their ruts and don't want to branch out.
I like what I like, and I know I like it, and I
don't like that. I'm not going to watch it, but I don't like it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, right. Give it a shot.
Commendable, Sammy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, question number four. What's your favorite sandwich?
Generally, a Reuben, especially the ones my stepdad made us growing up. Start with either pumpernickel or marble rye. Marinate the sauerkraut in sour cream overnight, which leaves no need for Thousand Island or mayo or Miracle Whip. He used canned corned beef, but I prefer from the deli or leftover from a roast.
Well, of course
you do. Put them all together with slices of Swiss cheese, wrap it in aluminum foil, and bake it until gooey and delicious.
Say now, that's a good idea.
I would eat that Reuben.
I will try
that. As soon as she said sour cream, I saw Molly's eyes light up, and I knew we'd be eating this sandwich inside a week.
I like sour cream.
Sour cream's
awesome. I eat it with a spoon.
It's not false. And our last question is... What is the stupidest thing anyone's ever said about your atheism?
A while ago, I was dating a guy in the Army, and while he was deployed, I was on the Army wife/girlfriend message boards, and we started playing This Is My Religion, Ask Me Anything. So the stupidest response I got was, how do you keep hope while your guy is deployed that he will come home safely? I gave some answer about thinking positively about it and whatnot, but was thinking, wait, you think that the other guy might die over your husband because his wife didn't pray hard enough? Complete bullshit. The other bullshit question I got is, where do I get my morality? I said, from me and what I think is right and wrong.
Yeah.
That's the good answer, but
where do you get
that is super insulting.
Well, and to say, like, how aren't you worried that your boyfriend won't come home safely because you didn't pray is like,
wow,
that's super awful.
How many boyfriends didn't come home
even though their wives prayed every day?
Well, but what if he didn't come home and I mean, like, how dare you fucking try to guilt them with his life.
Well,
that is
unexcusable. To me, I don't think it doesn't sound like someone trying to be guilt, like trying to guilt. Hold on. I think what it is these women and men, you know, who are these you know, the wives, the widow who are left be home, you know, when their wife or husband is overseas or boyfriend or girlfriend, there is nothing they can do.
No.
Then so all they have are the few things they think they can do, and if what you think is actually helping is holding that feather in your nose and believing you can fly, I mean, and praying that he comes home safely or she comes home safely, I can see why they would be like, well, hold on, you're letting him fly without the feather? Like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, well, but this feather is... And so I think what it does more than anything is it calls their own ability, you know, them into question. It makes them feel like, you know, like they're not, I don't know.
Boy.
It's rough.
That's messed up.
Well, thank you, Sam. That was great. Sammy. That was Sam Thompson's answer.
We'll see her at Convergence.
And if you have answers to our five questions, please send them in. We have some still in the bank, but we are always looking for more. You can send them to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com, and we will happily answer yours. Nick would like you to be very, very detailed with your sandwich instructions. So
just me, though, not
just,
all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, just okay. Just you. It's your sandwich question.
It was your question.
That's a good question. Who doesn't like sandwiches?
Awesome. So just to recap, convergence-con.org. If you want to come to Convergence this year, it's from July 4th through the 7th. It is at the Doubletree Hotel in Bloomington. We'll be there. Other people will be there. Like 7,000 of the people will be there. So come and it'll be fun.
And we record Saturday night at 5 p.m.
That's correct. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and until next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Geeks Without God is proudly partnered with Fearless Comedy Productions.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks.
recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Listen to past podcasts and catch us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. Follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod and like our Facebook page, Geeks Without God.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Unacceptable.
God damn it, Joseph Scrimshaw.
Just text back, unacceptable.
Scrimshaw.